one.
Oh, the changing of the guard. And Sunita meets Bobby Arlo. Hello, Bobby Arlo.
How are you?
That was a nice little surprise, wasn't
it? That was so lovely. I wasn't expecting that.
Yes.
She asked for a picture with me. I was shocked. I was like, no, can I get a picture with you, Queen? Wow.
You're welcome to Studio 7 here. And you are the first of our Eurosong hopefuls or finalists. Which would you prefer?
Winner. Winner.
Very good answer. Very good answer. So all this week, we're revealing the six songs that will go to Eurosong on February 7th on The Late Late Show. And we are meeting the singers as well. And today it's the turn of Bobby Arlo. And we will be playing Bobby's song Power Play very shortly. But first, a little bit about you. For people who don't know who you are, you've been in the industry for how many years?
For, I think it's coming up on 5 now.
Right.
Yeah, so not very long, but long enough to know the little bits. And,
you have a strong following.
I think so. The people that follow me and supported me from the start are very loyal to me. So hopefully with all this, you know, free press, basically, I'll get loads more following.
Yeah. Bambi Thug, God bless their soul, has opened the door for a lot of people when it comes to Eurovision.
Mm-hmm. I love talking about Bambi, to be honest with you, because being like, I'm a huge Eurovision fan first and foremost, like I'm even like still following everything that's going on with other countries right now, even as if I'm not in the competition or like not in the running. But there's been such a Bambi effect, I like to call it, on other countries where they're sending acts so similar to them. And it's really inspiring. And also it was so insane for an act like Bambi to be sent in the first place, because it was so different to what Ireland normally sent. And the community in Ireland and the music industry in general here is so vast and so diverse. And I really think it gave it the light that it needed to be on the whole industry. So I'm excited to be the next step in that.
And they're calling you Bambi Thug's daughter.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Who are they? They meant you were just people.
I don't know. Stans, I hope.
On social media. Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe you said it yourself, just for a bit of...
Who knows? Maybe I leave that to the press
of mischief.
Myself.
Yeah. So you wrote this song in 15 minutes.
Yes. And I have the voice note to prove it.
Right. I'm reading a book at the moment by Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
He's a famous record producer.
Yeah.
How to Be Creative. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about writing songs. And he's saying, you just go with it. And this happens a lot with creative people like yourself.
Yeah. Well, I have terrible ADHD. So it's actually not on purpose that I make songs very quickly. Like, it's either I'm in and I make it and it falls out of me really quickly, or I can't do it at all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if, like, I can make songs for hours and I'll be like, nah, not it. Like, if I really focus too much on it, it's gone. I might as well take the day off and not do it. Whereas if I sit down and I'm inspired straight away, it will come out in like half an hour. Like all the songs that I have that have done really well in the Irish industry and stuff, like Feel It when I was nominated for Song of the Year, that song took maybe 45 minutes to write.
There are people listening going, I hate her.
I know. But I have maybe 200 songs that I will never release and I hate. So for every 600 songs that you write that you don't like and won't release, there's one good one in there.
Right.
So this is just the product of just, it was meant to happen.
And what about ADHD and being creative?
Mm-hmm.
How do they marry?
I don't really know. I've never looked into it, but I know that I'm quintessentially erratic as a human. So I think that just aids to me being... I think that just aids to me being creative.
There's a lovely, refreshing honesty about that.
I am, though. Yeah. Like, but you keep putting cameras in front of my face in the next couple of weeks and you're going to find out.
Right.
You're going to find out for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Power Play is the song. So we'll play this, all 2.5 minutes of it. First play anywhere. Bobby Arlo, song one of six. And these are the Eurosong finalists for 2025. Power Play. I'm going to play that from the top again because I haven't got the fader up. Power Play.
You wanna take my power, ground yourself, I'll eat your heart out. This time you're ours, no escape, we've closed the doors. How does it feel right now to be on your own? When the sun goes down, we come off. Will you ask for it? You talk too much, I'm exacerbating. Hungry for the scent of desperation. Give me it all. Love on me, tell me I'm all yours. Bet you think you own me, then just cut it off.
Manipulate me, oh you love to call me crazy. You ain't seen nothing yet, I go stupid, I get freaky. Incriminate me, I get high off vindication. You ain't seen nothing.
realize who's in charge. I can charm you, play chicken, now I'll hold the cards. How's it feel right now to be so exposed? When the truth comes out, you'll be dust. Well, you answered, you write too much, made a fool of me. Hungry for the taste of your salvation. Ready, ready to fall, lined you up, got your back to the wall. Now you're all alone, so tell me, how's it looking from the bottom? Manipulate me, oh, you love to call me crazy. You ain't seen nothing yet, I go stupid, I get freaky. Incriminate me, I get high off vindication. You ain't seen nothing yet, I've got all the power.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I allowed to say at my age that that's a banger?
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say it. I'm allowed
I respect it because it's the truth.
Yeah. And to your question during the playing of that song, I've been to a number of Eurovisions. Mm-hmm. I've been to two or three in Ireland and then Ukraine, Helsinki, Athens.
So wow.
That's at least five.
Wow. All beautiful places as well.
Yeah, it's just mad.
Is it?
That's the only word I can use to describe
it. I can imagine.
It's just mad, crazy, wonderful, brilliant.
Yeah.
Like a big, huge musical circus.
Even wonderful. The following. Yeah. I still can't, like, even my phone started hopping off at like 6 a.m. this morning.
Right. Because it was revealed that you were,
Yeah, couldn't believe it.
And is going out first, is that a good thing or a bad thing, do you think?
I think it was the right reason and the right time. To be honest, I would rather go first because I know myself, I'd be impatiently waiting for my time.
Now, we were going to ask you about your influences, but we leave them because I'm more interested in finding out about the staging. Because another thing that Bambi Thug changed was the staging for an Irish song at the Eurovision.
Mm.
So it's a high bar, isn't it?
Yeah, it was an incredible stage, full stop. Very hard to follow up on, but I think with the team that I have who are incredible, I think we've managed to pull it off. Now, in saying that, everything changes when you get there, so we'll see what happens, but I'm pretty confident on it right now.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one hint and just say that it's Irish hooligans. That's all you'll get.
Irish hooligans.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. So, Bobby Arlo, singer one, power play, song one, the first of six Eurosong finalists. Great to meet you, Bobby, and good luck in the competition.
Thank you so much for having me.
Goramahagut.